This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today from Revelation chapters 17 through 19, devotion without demonstration is lip service. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
The commander of any military base in the United States is given a number of privileges reserved for people of his rank and responsibilities. He and his family are provided with comfortable quarters. There are men assigned to drive his car and cut the grass and trim the shrubs. He has a reserved parking place at his headquarters, the officers' club, the gym, and so on. All of these things recognize his position and help him do his job efficiently. Now let's say that one morning he and his family are awakened, not by the sound of the bugle sounding, reveille, but by the sound of every man and woman on the base gathering together under his bedroom window, singing a song of praise in which all of them declare their undying allegiance and love for him. I think he would be pleased by such an outpouring of heartfelt devotion. But what if it became part of the procedure of the base? Once a week, they would all gather and declare their dedication and fidelity. But let's also say that the commander noticed that although all of them gathered to sing his praises and declare their love, his orders were not being carried out. They were not doing what he wanted them to do. How would he respond to that? I'm sure he would say, "Look, it's nice that you have provided me with a special parking place and people to mow the grass. It's wonderful that you meet once a week to wake me up with your songs of devotion, but what I really want is for you to help me carry out the mission of this base by obeying my orders." And just like the base commander, what Jesus wants from us is a demonstration of our devotion, a high degree of fidelity to his mission here on earth. Revelation chapter 17, verse 14 says Jesus Christ is Lord of lords, and King of kings, and with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers. There is no substitute for obedience to God. The Old Testament prophet Samuel told King Saul, "To obey is better than sacrifice." It's not wrong to build houses of worship that honor God and to gather to sing songs of devotion to him. But it grieves the heart of God when we do all that and then walk out of the door and ignore the commission he has given. Christian, let's make sure that along with our hymns of devotion, we carry out his orders. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, how you can be a salt block Christian in the new year. Join us on Daily Discipleship.